we must be color brave and must never forget that all are made better and more prosperous if all are given equal opportunities.
Attorney General Eric Holder noting that few of us would be here today if not for the Civil Rights Act. And he's also saying that the document's work is far from over, calling for Congress to update fair housing laws, ending pay discrimination against women,
and by passing updated voting rights legislation that will enable every voter in every jurisdiction to exercise unencumbered the rights that so many have fought for and died to defend.
Civil rights giant Andrew Young, a Howard grad, also speaking today, reminding the crowd of the importance of Howard University's law school.
I'm saying without Howard University, without Thurgood Marshall, Spotswood Robinson, Judge Hasty, and many others, we wouldn't have had any basis for marching.
And new dean Danielle Holly Walker says we should never forget how the document continues to protect us all.
We can't take it for granted because the ideals and the words and language and meaning of the legislation give us all the ability to go out and do our best to make this country better every day.
From Crampton Auditorium, Troy Johnson, WHUR News.